going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9:09, making our way through Wednesday morning, which also happens to be NFL Draft Eve, and we're joined by Mike Haas, our friend and the voice of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I am well. Yeah, Draft Eve. I like that.
Yeah.
So, well, we should get to open one draft pick tonight, right? We get one before, you know.
That's right. One of them, a small one, a late round pick.
That's right.
You can only open one.
Something out of the stocking.
Yes. Just so we can sleep. Real quick, I wanted to acknowledge it. Mike Patrick passed away at 80 years old, and he was a voice of ESPN Sunday Night Football with Joe Theismann and at Al McGuire. Tell me, Mike, you know, you're a play-by-play guy in the NFL. You only got 32 of those jobs, right? 32 teams in the NFL?
Yep.
I had a rough night. Anyway, who did you admire growing up, like play-by-play? Who were some of the guys that really got your attention?
I'm not saying this, but Mike Patrick, when I grew up, first off, you know, when I was little, there was no ESPN, wasn't all this stuff. So you would get, I grew up in Virginia, so ACC basketball, you would get ACC basketball on like Tuesday or Wednesday and Saturday. And Mike Patrick would do a lot of the games, Maryland basketball. And so he was a voice that I kind of grew up with, but typically if I had to pick, it would be more Jim Nance because he can do it all, right? I mean, the guy can go from the Final Four to the Masters and, you know, and flip the switch. And he's just a super guy. So, there's a lot out there but to those two to me, and I didn't know about Mike Patrick, you know, that's tough. Mm-hmm. But he was a very early voice in my childhood.
You mentioned Jim Nance. I know you're a golfer. You played golf in college. I presume you watched the Masters. At the end of the Masters, for nearly 7 minutes after Rory sank that putt, and of course he'll be teeing off tomorrow, defending his title at the Zurich Classic. I want to get that out there. They said 46 words in 7 minutes. That's all they said, 46 words in 7 minutes, and let the picture tell a story. And that's an important part of broadcasting, is it not?
Brilliant. Go back to the Steve Gleason punt, block punt, right? I mean, it's the hardest thing. Probably you want to say something that will be legendary, but the smartest thing is to not say, and especially with Rory and especially with the block punt. I mean, I was flying back from Virginia, so I was kind of watching – the end of the Masters online, no video. So on Masters.com, you could see the ball go up, and it either went in or out. And I know there were two women from Baton Rouge wondering, why is this guy crying to my right when I found out that Rory had won and saw it for the first time? They're like, what is this guy doing? Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, Nance is, you know, that's what you do. Yeah, sometimes the best thing is to shut up.
If you saw it live, you had a lump in your throat, I'm telling you. Let's talk about the Saints and the draft tomorrow, Mike. Tim tells me that, you know, Vegas puts out odds on the Saints draft and Shedeur Sanders, and for a while they were the favorite. Now the money's moved away. I don't put any stock in that because they've been trying to balance a book. First of all, it's a math game. They're trying to get people to bet on this, bet on that, bet on the other thing. Let's talk about the Derek Carr situation first, and then from there we'll move on to draft choices.
Okay. I found out April 11th. I was Friday in Virginia. Thought it was fake news initially. I was like, what? And I don't know a ton more today than I knew on April 11th. Only that, and this is not just me, this is across the board, nobody seems to understand the play, right? If it's a trade me kind of thing, it's a unique angle to take, shoulder surgery. If it's, you know, it doesn't, he's going to get, this doesn't help the Saints. The Saints are going to, they're $59 million dead cap next year. They've already paid him this year. I mean, it's not a financial savings. It's just the timing of it. Mickey's talking today at 12. And so hopefully we will get some knowledge about it. We have not heard a lot. It's just the whole thing seems kind of weird. It's kind of not really in the DNA of what we kind of thought about Derek Carr. He didn't, I'm thinking, his world feel the love that he wanted from the new staff. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't, you know, by the owners' meetings, it was kind of like you felt he was the guy. Let's put it this way. I've been asked so many times about it since April 11th. I feel like I'm changing my story just to kind of make it different now. I don't know. I don't get it.
Because you, what I don't understand, and this, I guess, is what you're saying, the injury would have to go back to either last year that we didn't know about or occur in between. And if it occurred in between, how did it occur, right? Is it that simple?
I think it was – I've heard two – well, the version I heard is that it was he had it in 23, never really got addressed, and he kind of played through it. I mean, he got hurt three times in 23 in the second half of games and first half. And I, in my, you know, humble, no medical school opinion, feel like he did maybe kind of tweak it a little bit in that Giants leap. Maybe not. Maybe, you know, I know it was more of a hand. You know, either way, we feel like the Saints knew to some degree about it. I don't know to what degree. Apparently he wasn't throwing in March. So I don't, you know, it's been a mystery. But you talk about changing the kind of complexion and the focus of the draft, that move on Friday, you know, put the Saints, you know, into a position of people wanting to know what in the world they're going to do. Now, your next question is going to be, well, all right, so what do they do with nine? All we know, all I can tell you is this franchise, on their grade is their grade, right? Who they had and who's on their board is their grade. I don't see them going on Friday, April 11th. All right, that's it. Let's open up the books again. Let's see what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. I don't see it because I believe, and many people do, they have some options, not to mention they have many needs. And, you know, it's not, I hate to use the word, in their DNA to trade back, but this is the most opportune time possibly to do so and get a quarterback maybe at 18 or later, where then, okay, you know, he's worthy there, but not nine.
When it comes to the timing of all of this, just as a fan, okay, because you know so much more than I do about this, but as a fan, I'm thinking, all right, well, so you use this opportunity to see what Spencer Rattler can do for you. And then next year, quarterbacks class is going to be a lot better. So maybe it times out that way. What do you think?
I think they're going to get a quarterback in this draft.
Okay.
Give me some names. I think they like Jackson. I think they like Jackson, not necessarily more than the others, more than Shador, but I think they like Jackson Dart. I feel like they've put a lot of time into that. You hear a lot about Tyler Shuck. There's going to be some guys available. Quinn Ewers, you know, they spent some time with. But I think based on fit of the offense, fit of the coach, if I had to say that what quarterback they will end up with in this draft, it would be Jackson Dart. Now, here's the other thing that I don't – maybe this is not – it's not new, but let's say the kind of cheapest players – not cheapest, but, you know, you're going to be $59 million dead cap money for Derek Carr next year, $59 million. So the rookies, guys, they come in on a rookie contract. If for whatever reason you draft a quarterback and it doesn't work and you have a bad season again and you're up drafting again high in 26 – you get another one. Mm-hmm. It's not costing you an arm and a leg. Keep doing it until you get it right.
Do you have any besides Jackson Dart? And you're not talking about in the first round here. You're talking about he would be around.
No. Well, I mean, I don't think the problem is you can't wait around. You start, you know, you have Pittsburgh at 21, and then you feel like Cleveland – and the Giants, who both need quarterbacks but aren't going to take him probably at 2 and 3, are going to work their way back into the first round. Or they pick, you know, prior to the Saints in the second round. So I don't know if you can wait around too long, because, you know, that means both Jackson and Shador possibly could be gone. Now, if you're set on, you know, Quinn Ewers or Shuck or Jalen Milroe, then you're okay. So I feel like, and because they've got some draft capital that we've never had before. Mm-hmm. I should say never, that's not right. But with 6 picks in the top 130, four, you know, a first, a second, 2 threes and 2 fours, man, that's some capital to move around in this draft. But they have so many needs. Eventually, you're going to ask me who they're going to pick at 9. I do not think it's going to be a quarterback. My thought would be trade back with maybe like Seattle and get Jackson. But if not, if you stay at 9, my pick would be Tet McMillan, the wide receiver.
Wait, when you say trade back, I'm trying to keep my directions, the arrows going here. With Seattle, you would
move Seattle into 9, you go to 18 and take Jackson Dart. That keeps you ahead of Pittsburgh at 21 and ahead of Cleveland and the Giants, who...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If they don't work back into round one, which may be somewhat unlikely, they're the first two picks of round two. So you know, if that's your guy.
And you get Jackson Dart and something else, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one thing we don't know. You'll get something else in that trade. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We know the quarterbacks and how they're kind of listed. We don't know the Saints grade on them. Mm-hmm. Right. We can look at who they visited for draft days and pro days and who went and how many people. But, it's where they are on the board. I just don't think the Saints are going to change their board because Derek Carr's shoulder announcement on the 11th.
All right, let me take a break. You hear the orchestra. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talking to Mike Haas, voice of the Saints. It's Draft Eve. Of course, I'll outline our coverage for you. It's big at the 504. You bringing your clubs, Mike, or not?
They're in the back of the car, baby.
All right, there you go. He's going to be at 504 Golf tomorrow with our draft coverage. I want to see that Mike Haas swing. I know he played college golf. Anyway, here's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is souvenir. All you have to do is go to WWL.com/contests, enter that word of the day, souvenir, and you'll have a chance to win tickets to see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Patti LaBelle, Trombone, Shorty, and more. We'll have a word for you every day at 9, noon, 3, and 6. Second weekend of Jazz Fest. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter souvenir. Good luck. Happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Tommy Tucker, more with Mike Haas in the draft when we come back on WWL. 9:28, Draft Eve tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Our coverage starts. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas in the Saints draft preview show. And Mike, to be clear, y'all are going to be at 5:04 at 4 o'clock?
No. We're going to be at
the Saints
Saints
probably.
Camp. That's this is when we roll through Mike Parent in Ireland, new defensive coordinator, Mickey Loomis, Kellen Moore. I mean, it is just 2 hours of interviews, exclusive interviews with all these new coaches and Mickey and Kellen, Jeff Ireland. So, no, we're at Saints Camp, and then we roll out for the 504.
All right, so put yourself, you know Mickey Loomis, you know of Kellen Moore, and you know what he's all about, his history. I'm just trying to think, Jeff Ireland, you know him a long time. Put all of this together and come up with one strategy for the draft and for next year, and how does this all play out? How do you see this? You understand what I'm saying? Because everybody's got a hand in it. Everybody's got a voice, but Kellen Moore's got a vision. That's why they hired him.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, right? Because the room itself has not changed greatly. But for the first time, you know, when you had Sean for a long time, then you had Dennis, who was your defensive coordinator, then head coach, right? And so you've got a, a, a st- stable of people in there, front office who've been there for a long time. And then you have a lot of new coaches, new DC, new OC. So I think it'll be that the dynamic of the room is what we don't know. Mm-hmm. Nothing changed a lot in the off season as to a philosophical, you know, it was about restructuring contracts, getting under the cap, which they did still well under the cap, have some room to do some things. So that kind of philosophy didn't change, which of course means you gotta pay your taxes at some point. Mm-hmm. But you know, they are able to have 9 players to possibly draft. I think that is, and if they for some reason draft back, now I say that, we'll see. You look at the last 5 drafts, the Saints have drafted 29 players, and Tampa and Atlanta and Carolina have drafted 37 and 36, right? And 4 or 5 in the top 10. The Saints, none in the top 10. Mm. So, you know, the Saints average about 6 players a draft. The other teams have drafted really a whole full draft more. And so I think it's time to get some, because you need so much, I shouldn't say so much help. I think there is the ability with 9 picks, if not more, to really help this team. You're not getting 4 or 5. They had 3 fifth-round picks last year. You had 1, 2, then 3, 5. Mm-hmm. Now you got 4 in the 3rd and 4th. Man, that's a whole different ball game. So I think these picks got to be used, not trade them away, and I think they got to be used to the maximum impact. The 2023 class and the 2024 class, it's too early to tell. But they, you know, I think anybody would say that, you know, they'd like to see more out of some of those 2 classes, but it's too early. Mickey says you need 3-4 years before you really start judging a draft class. But this draft class needs to be 2017, needs mm-hmm. to be 2006.
So with that being said, with the needs that they have and the players that are available, I'm not asking you to go through a whole mock draft, but how do you see this playing out? First of all, the one thing I think what I'm hearing you say is Saints doing something crazy is off the table. That's not going to happen?
I don't think so. The only thing that you could do to be crazy would be to somehow have tried to get up into the 1 spot. And, you know, I heard maybe they made some calls, but that wasn't happening. So, no, I don't think there'll be anything just completely out of whack because of the way the draft is. So the Saints have struggled stopping the run and running the football. This is a pretty good draft from a tight end standpoint, from especially a defensive line standpoint, running back, offensive line. It's, you know, those guys, you can't have enough. So to me, once we get kind of past these first couple of picks, I think you're going to see some trench people and, you know, you just look around where they need help. Cornerback, safety, tight end, offensive line. I think you need another wide receiver. That's why I feel like they're going to, you know, you have a unique opportunity. If things go kind of the way I anticipate, you are going to have, if 9th pick, the chance to pick the top tight end, maybe, mm-hmm. the top on the board wide receiver, maybe the top on the board linebacker, the top on the board safety. One of the, you're going to get a top guy on the board of a position of generally need, because you have a lot of need. At some point, I don't think it's going to be 1 or 2. They're going to get a running back. Their running back room is, you know, we have just questions. I think Alvin's great. Don't know about Kendre Miller, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, what's his future? So I think it's a good draft for them to have 9 picks because of what they need and where they're picking. The question is, do they keep all 9, right? That's not been what has been. They haven't had 9 picks since 2015. So will they keep all 9? Will they get more? You know, it's possible to get more.
What is
not a bad situation at 9. If you don't have Shador or Jackson rated as your 9th guy, then I don't think they'll pick one of those 2. The question is, how far can you draft back? Here's the thing. I'm going to ask Mickey this today because I'm curious. You know, when you draft up, You gain control. You draft up. You talk to the team. You know what's going to happen. You're going to get your guy. When you move back, there's a little trepidation there. There's just you lose control. You typically maybe not get screwed, but sometimes maybe you do. And it's just that unknown. And so they don't do that. They trade up. They get their guy. But this might be one of those ones, because of the depth of the draft and where it is and what you need, that I would consider it. Draft him back, at least keep a 9, maybe get more.
It's going to be fun to watch it unfold. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time, man. I really do. And I hope that you draft somebody whose name is easy to pronounce for you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Please do so.
I just thought about that. I can't hurt. Thank you, sir. It's time for the Saints and NFL Draft and WWL Draft Fest. It is a festival of football starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Deuce and Mike Haas and the Saints Draft Preview Show. It's appointment listening for any Saints fan. Featuring the Saints top brass from the Saints facility, head coach Kellen Moore, GM Mickey Loomis, offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier, defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, associate head coach and running backs coach Joel Thomas, plus senior assistant GM and vice president of college personnel Jeff Ireland, vice president of pro personnel Michael Parenton, special teams coordinator Phil Galliano, national scout Terry Wooden, and defensive pass game coordinator and Shaw graduate Terry Joseph. Saints draft preview tomorrow, 4 until 6. That's followed by the Black and Gold Draft Show presented by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, live from 504 Golf and Entertainment at 3800 Howard Avenue in New Orleans. It's going to be an exciting show, an exciting draft with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, also Deuce Haas and Jeff Nowak will be there. All of it happening on Saints Radio tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday on WWLAMFM.com and the free Odyssey app. Game on. I can't wait for it. Let's take a look at traffic now, WWL. 9:43, 17 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I was flipping around the TV over the weekend, I think it was, and saw something on WYES, A History of Nord or New Orleans in the 50s or something, and Nord, originally the New Orleans Recreation Department Commission, which was shortened to Nord, that was like a national model for juvenile recreation and keeping kids from getting into trouble and so forth. Then it kind of went down, then it went up. Now some groups are saying that.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joint statement released, and I'm quoting a story from Joni S. here from NOLA.com. Joint statement released by the NOAA Coalition says the state of the New Orleans Recreation Department Commission's neighborhood parks and sports fields is alarming and unsafe for kids, adding to the criticism the agency has received in recent years. Joining the coalition, which includes nonprofits and businesses, in issuing the public letter are the New Orleans NAACP, New Orleans Chamber of Commerce, MCC, East New Orleans Neighborhood Advisory Commission, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Louisiana, and the Business Council of New Orleans and the River Region. Joining us now is Larry Barabino, the CEO of NORD, the New Orleans Recreation Department, to talk about this. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about, first of all, the importance of NORD. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I mean, when it comes to the history of it in the city and the importance in deterring juvenile delinquency, there's no doubt that that's the best money you can spend, is there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the best investments you could spend between recreation, recreational services, and the education school system services. Absolutely.
So what would you say to the report that the New Orleans Coalition that I just quoted and Metropolitan Crime Commission and so forth had to say?
So, well, it's a few layers to that. And just to, you know, be clear is people talk about the newly released Big Green Easy Master Plan report that's out. And just to be clear, NORD, actually in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Youth and Families, wrote a grant to NRPA, received $450,000 to have that master plan done, right? My goal as the CEO of NORD was to be very transparent on the state of not just NORD, but Parks and Recs throughout the city of New Orleans. And I participated intimately with that master planning, but to present that master plan to the administration, as well as the state elected officials and the locally state elected officials and our council, to show the state of NORD compared to Parks and Recs around the region, as well as the country. And it showed that, of course, NORD had facilities. NORD's been in existence since 1947. NORD have facilities that are in dire need of funding to be repaired, replaced, or demolished, and are restored. But also it showed that we lack funding, lack staff. And so, you know, was not surprised at some of the stuff, because we know that we need to do some major capital investments in NORD's portfolio as it relates to a lot of its properties and facilities.
So let me read another thing here. This is from Laura Canizaro Rodriguez, who I think was on with Newell talking about this. December, she posted saying that it just sends a strong message to our youth that we don't care. There's how we represent our city and our community, saying that the NORD Commission, which operated on a $20 million budget last year, shouldn't receive taxpayer dollars if it continues to neglect its facilities. So I guess the question to you, Larry, is, are you getting the money you need, or are these facilities in a state of disrepair? And this is a big, long question, so bear with me, because you don't have enough money to take care of them. I know you guys are in the middle of an audit right now. What are your main challenges, let's put it that way, when it comes to either prioritizing playgrounds or facilities that need to be looked at? And do you have the money to take care of what needs to be done?
Sure. So with saying that, every year I go in front of the council to present my budget. And in the process, I have some council members that, first of all the council members, support NORD. But also they ask me, do I need any additional funding for the programming side? And what I always tell the council is, in actuality, I need funding for the capital side. Because the capital side, which is bond funds, a capital outlay funds, don't come to NORD. They go to the city's Capital Projects Administration that renovates, rebuilds, and or build new facilities, not just for NORD, but all parks and rec agencies. And so with saying that, my budget is designed primarily to fix things at NORD and to operate the facilities and to program those facilities. But with saying that, the biggest need, and it's the fact that the city of New Orleans received millions of dollars from FEMA to rebuild facilities. But what we did not receive is the money to the capital money to continue to maintain and to upkeep facilities that are some of them are operated 6 to 7 days a week. These facilities are just like our homes. When we go through hurricanes and we go through storms, these facilities go through those same storms and same hurricanes. So if I have 50 playgrounds or facilities with high mass lights, I might have 50 facilities with high mass light damages, right? And so those funds to go out and fix all 50 of those do not sit in my operational budget. And that's why my ask every year is for more bond funds and or more capital outlay funds.
Let me get this text real quick because I don't know what I don't know, Larry. I don't know who texted this in. I don't know what it means. $15 million in payroll is mismanagement. Do you know what that means? Do you have $15 million in payroll?
So let me say this, yes. So when you look, first of all, everything with NAWD is transparent. Everything is done through whether it's the procurement department or the administration. Everything is viewed by the city council. So when you talk about payroll or you talk about staffing, right? So NAWD has to bring on an additional 150 staff for summer to open outdoor pools. Mm-hmm. That staffing, NAWD have between about 160 facilities and assets that we manage, and we have over 35 to 40 staff that goes out, clean up, do repairs, maintenance of those facilities. We have 12 to 14 multipurpose rec centers that provides programming throughout the community.
Larry, we're running out of time. Let me get to this. You got a $20 million budget. Is that the deal?
It's a $20 million budget with $1.2 million at CDBG for summer. But, of course, we run so many facilities that those facilities are staffed.
So give me a quick
stadiums or facilities.
Give me a quick pie chart on how that money's spent.
So about $16 million is on staff and personnel to manage all 160-plus facilities and assets citywide, which consists of rec centers, swimming pools, stadiums, outdoors programs, cultural programming, a list of program, educational programming, as well as the athletic programming. So there are staff that manage and maintain those programs and those facilities citywide.
So the $4 million that's left out of that $20 million, there's no way that's going to be enough for any capital improvements, and it doesn't seem like it's even enough to maintain what you have in terms of equipment and everything else, is it?
Absolutely, and that's why the request is for bond funds, because bond funds can be used specifically to do capital outlay repairs and to maintain to do the facility repairs and maintenance as needed with the HVAC systems and et cetera. And we're always requesting capital outlay funds.
So the budget to cut grass around playgrounds, et cetera, that comes out of that $20 million, or is that parkways?
That comes out of that $20 million. That's $500,000 goes to grass cutting.
Okay. I want you to come back when we have a little bit more time because
absolutely.
And especially after the audit comes out, because I want people to understand this. I don't want to accuse you of something wrong if you're not doing it. I don't know where.
Absolutely.
You know, I know you're all about transparency. I think you are. And,
yes.
And you want people to understand where the money's going. So nothing's cheap. I know that. And we'll talk about the different areas in which states are in the most disrepair and needs the most immediate attention. All right. You can come back.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. I think it's an important thing. Larry Barabino, CEO of NAWD New Orleans Recreation Department. It is the best money I think a government can spend to keep kids out of trouble. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.